faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is in the Metropolis Hospital, anxiously waiting for news about the one man who can tell him what happened to Jimmy Olsen and young Tony Amato. When a door closes, he looks inquiringly at a grave-faced doctor who approaches slowly.
Well, doctor, is he...
I have bad news for you, Mr. Kent.
Bad news, doctor?
Yes. The man you've been waiting to talk with, he's dead.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Mr. Kent. We did everything we could to save him.
Poor chap. But now, how am I going to find Jim Olsen and Tony Amato? How?
Stand by for the Superman Hidden Word Contest. First, the prizes. 250 boxes of Fleer's Double Bubble Gum, each box containing 100 pieces. 250 boxes of Baby Ruth candy bars, each box containing 24 bars. 250 one-year subscriptions to the famous Superman comic magazine. 25 Superman wristwatches made by the New Haven Watch Company. 25 Superman corduroy jackets and 25 Superman sweaters made by Foster. 25 Superman waterproof jackets made by Mayfair. 25 Superman leather belts made by Pioneer. 25 Superman school bags made by Duratex. 25 Superman phonograph record albums made by Musette. 25 Superman sweatshirts made by Norwich. And last but not least, 50 Superman movie viewer sets made by Acme Plastics. 1,000 prizes, ready and packed, waiting to be shipped to 1,000 lucky winners. Now here's how you play the Superman Hidden Word game. For 5 days, there will be 5 hidden words somewhere in the Superman program. The 5 hidden words make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. All you have to do is find the 5 hidden words. Write them down on a postcard or in a letter, together with a short sentence telling us what you think the quotation means. And you're on your way to winning a prize. If you remember, we gave you the first hidden word last Friday. It was the word all. A-double-L. All. The second hidden word will be found somewhere near the end of today's program. So listen carefully.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Clark Kent, editor Perry White, and Jimmy Olsen have been very much worried since, after vainly trying to see Lois Lane, girl reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, a young refugee boy named Tony Amato disappeared under mysterious circumstances. In search of a clue to the boy's disappearance, Kent and Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen visited the wholesale grocery warehouse where Tony had been employed. Then, when Kent left him to proceed alone, Jimmy was approached by an eccentric watchman who offered to tell him what had happened to Tony. But when Jimmy returned a few minutes later, as he had been directed, he was ambushed by 2 men. Later, searching for Jimmy, Superman found the watchman near death from knife wounds and rushed him to the hospital. But the man died before he could reveal what he knew. Now, once more in his guise of Clark Kent, Superman is in an anteroom of the hospital where he is talking with Police Inspector Henderson. Listen.
Inspector, that poor fellow Will Johnson was the watchman at the Brigham Wholesale Grocery Warehouse where Tony Amato worked after school.
I see. Well, didn't he tell you anything when you found him wounded, Kent?
He didn't talk much, but he tried to tell me the name of the man who was responsible for Tony's disappearance. Same man, I'm certain, who's responsible for whatever happened to Jim Olsen.
Yeah, what was it? The name I mean?
Monk.
Monk?
That's right, M-O-N-K, Monk.
That could be the guy's name, you know. There are people called There's the nickname.
I know, Inspector, but in this case, it's probably only a part of a name because Johnson kept trying to tell me more.
Well, I think the first thing to do is to see what we can find out about a character named Monk at the grocery warehouse. Come on.
Oh, wait a minute. You don't expect to find the warehouse open at this time of night, do you?
You bet I do. My men are there, and I left word to have the owner of the place. What's his name?
Brigham. Jonas Brigham.
That's right. I said I wanted to see him there, too. Let's go, Kent. Well, here we are, Kent. File out.
Right with you, Inspector.
Sergeant Healy.
Yes, Inspector. Oh, hello, Mr. Kent.
Hi, Sergeant.
Well, what have you found, Healy? What about Brigham? Did you get him down here?
Yes, sir. Waiting for you in his office.
Good. By the way, did you think to dig up some background on him?
Sure did, Inspector. Seems he's a real big shot. Member of a couple of rich men's clubs. Deacon of his church. It's his name in the society columns. All that sort of thing.
Well, what about the guy who was knifed? The watchman, Will Johnson.
He lived alone in a rooming house over in Water Street. No family, no friends. No enemies either, near as I can make out. Kind of a screwball.
Screwball?
Yeah, harmless, you know, but a little on the goofy side. Always kept to himself. Never wore anything but his overall and his straw hat, winter or summer.
Yeah, sounds like a real nut. Look, Healy. You and the boys see if you can find a guy named Monk around here or something about him.
Monk what, sir?
I don't know. Maybe that's his whole name.
It's probably only part of his name, Sergeant, or maybe his nickname.
We're not sure, but play it every way, Healy. Now get busy and report to me as soon as you learn anything.
Okay.
Now, come on, Kent. Let's go inside and have a talk with Mr. Brigham.
Terribly upset by all this, Inspector.
Naturally, Mr. Brigham.
First, young Tony Amato disappears. Then poor old Will Johnson is murdered. And now you tell me that young reporter Jim Olson has disappeared, too.
That's right. And from your warehouse, too.
I can't understand it. What do you suppose is behind it all?
Do you have any ideas, Mr. Brigham?
I, Mr. Kent? How would I...
Skip it. Now, look, Mr. Brigham. Have you got anybody named Monk working for you?
Monk?
That's right.
Why, no.
Do you know of anyone who was ever called Monk as, well, as a nickname?
No. May I ask who this Monk person might be?
Before your watchman Johnson died, he told Kent that someone named Monk took Tony Amato away.
He did?
Yes. Johnson apparently was going to tell Jim Olson about it, but somebody got to him with a knife before he could spill it and then took Jimmy with him.
But why? I don't understand.
Kent thinks those food parcels your company packs for the hungry kids in Europe has something to do with it, Mr. Brigham.
The food parcels? How could that be, Mr. Kent?
I don't know yet. But I intend to find out.
Now, look here.
Would you answer one question for me, Mr. Brigham?
Of course. What is it?
How do you work with the agency that collects money for these food parcels? Where do they go?
Well, the organization behind it, as you must know, is called Aid for Hungry Children of Europe.
Yes?
They turn over the money collected to my company, in return for which we sell them the food, package it in individual cartons, and then ship it to Europe to distribution depots maintained by the organization.
And they take over distribution from there?
That's right. Now, look, Mr. Kent, if whatever you have in mind is based on something poor old Will Johnson said, well, Johnson was a nice fellow, but, well, he was a bit on the eccentric side, you understand?
Sure, we know that. Well, Ken, I guess that winds up our business here, doesn't it?
Well, yes, for the present.
Okay, and thanks, Mr. Brigham. We'll see you again sometime. Come along, Ken. The way I see it, Kent. Burglars broke into Brigham's warehouse tonight and were surprised by the watchman. They jumped him, and when they saw they'd finished him, they got scared and ran away.
That's so. What happened to Jim Olson?
Well, I suppose they bumped into him on the way out and took him along to play safe. Chances are they'll turn him loose out in the country someplace.
I don't buy that, Inspector. If they'd kill the watchman, they wouldn't hesitate to kill Jim, too, because the whole thing revolves about Tony Amato's mysterious disappearance.
Oh, no, I don't think he's tied up with this.
But the watchman said
the watchman was a little wacky.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know what he was talking about.
I think he knew too much, and that's why he was finished.
Oh, hang it, Kent, when you get a hunch, you hang on like a bulldog.
This is more than a hunch, Inspector. I know I'm right.
Okay. I know better than to argue with you when you've got your mind made up. I'm going back to headquarters. See if anything's turned up. You want to come along?
No, thanks. I'm going to stick around here a while. Maybe, just maybe, I'll find the lead I'm looking for and get to Jim and Tony before it's too late.
Shrugging his shoulders, Inspector Henderson enters his car and starts back to police headquarters, leaving Clark Kent in front of the dark warehouse from which Jimmy Olsen disappeared. What has happened to the cub reporter?
We'll be back in a moment to find out in the tense climax of today's episode. So keep listening. All right, now, get ready for the second hidden word in the Superman contest game. The game with 1,000 prizes. It's a word of 3 letters, like the first one. But this time it begins with the letter M. And here is Superman himself to give you a message in which he will use the word 3 times. Go ahead, Superman.
This is a message to all men, women, and children within sound of my voice. We are beginning a new year. Let us hope and pray that it is a year in which all men are blessed with peace and happiness. Let us, throughout each day of the year, remember the phrase, peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Thank you, Superman. Did you find the second hidden word? Remember, it began with the letter M and was a word of 3 letters. Now you should have 2 hidden words, and we'll give you the 3rd tomorrow. Now here are the simple contest rules. Find all 5 words that make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. Send the quotation in with a short note telling us what the quotation means to you. We'll tell you where to send it at the end of the contest next Thursday. 1,000 prizes will be awarded to those who find the 5 hidden words and who send in the best and most sincere meaning of the quotation. The decision of the judges will be final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. Anyone can enter the contest except employees of Superman or the Mutual Network, and no box, top, or entry fee is required. You can also ask anyone to help you. But be sure to listen tomorrow for the 3rd hidden word. Until then, good luck.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Our scene is an office of the Metropolis Trucking Company in a 3-story concrete garage building near the waterfront. Standing behind a mahogany desk is a swarthy, powerfully built, black-haired man with small, pig-like eyes set close together. He wears a tightly fitted striped brown suit and a gaudy hand-painted tie in which is set a horseshoe pin of large, gleaming diamonds. On his ham-like, hairy hands are 2 gold rings, each set with a huge, blazing diamond. His belt buckle is likewise set and initialed with the same brilliant gems, so that his slightest move causes a flashing, shimmering dazzle. He is scowling at his companion, a wiry, long-armed man with a small, bony face like that of a droll chimpanzee.
How many times have I told you, Monk, never to leave a dead guy where the cops can find him?
I know that ain't smart, Diamonds, but what could I do? When I come along, Spike and Red are giving it to this Olsen kid. And it ain't till we're almost here, they tell me about Knife and the Watchman. So I make him go right back. But when we get back to Brigham's warehouse, the guy's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, Knife and all. And don't ask me where.
The cops must have found him. That dumb Spike and Red. Are they sure the guy was finished?
Yeah, they're sure, all right.
Okay, I'll fix them dummies later. Now, what about this Olsen kid?
He's a reporter for the Daily Planet.
A reporter?
Yeah. You see, Spike heard the watchman tell Olsen to come back after everybody was gone from the warehouse, and he'd tell him what happened to Tony Amato. That's why...
Wait a minute. How'd the watchman find out about the Amato kid?
I don't know. I had him tagged for a goofy joke. But I guess he wasn't as dumb as he looked.
Yeah. Okay, what happened?
Well, Olsen come back and Spike and Red jumped him. They would have finished him, too, if I hadn't come along then. Figured I'd better bring him back to you.
That's using your noodle, Monk. Bring him in here.
Okay. Look, what are you going to do with him?
I'm going to talk to him first. Find out just how much he knows and who he talked to. Then we'll finish the job Spike and Red started. Bring him in, Monk. Go on.
The jewels flashing on his hairy hands, the man called Diamonds orders that Jimmy Olsen be brought before him to be questioned and then done away with. Who is this man, and who is his companion, Monk, who bears the name the dying watchman whispered to Superman? What is the evil plot in which they are involved, and which now threatens the life of Jimmy Olsen? With Superman suspicious but still unaware of Jimmy's whereabouts, something's bound to happen, fellows and girls. So be sure to listen again tomorrow. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 7 of Hunger Incorporated on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.